Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hunt fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Walters now playing left field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the mound. Purkey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive towards third. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Rose moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Mets, 1. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walters. Carmel reaches second base with a double. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmel scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Perky. Hicks moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Green pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joey J now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harkness moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carmel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper who is chasing the ball. Carmel reaches third base with a triple. Harkness scores. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Mets. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Freeze moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Moran steals second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Joey Jay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Carmel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a line drive towards third. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carmel. Pafletic reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Moran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harkness hits a line drive into left field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Charlie Neal pinch hits for Johnny Edwards. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco pinch hits for Joey J. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.